Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Many times, perhaps the most fruitful times of our lives come after great struggles and trials and temptations that we are brought through, hopefully in the victory of the Lord. We read in James 1, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or different kinds of trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect or mature and entire, wanting or lacking nothing." Verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth," or walks through, perseveres through temptation, "for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." In Acts 14:22, the Bible says that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Joseph went through great trials and temptations. You might recall in Genesis 37-50, in chapter 41, he has two children. After the bulk of his temptations and trials were over, the initial ones, he named them Manasseh and Ephraim, and Manasseh meaning to forget, and Ephraim meaning to be fruitful. So God helped him and caused him to forget all the toil, all the things that he suffered, and gave him great fruitfulness. You know, somebody has once said, maybe wisely, that the richest soil is in the valley. Perhaps somebody listening feels like they're in the valley, but you know what? You're right where you're supposed to be. God's going to try the righteous. Every one of us are going to have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we need not fear any evil, for his rod and his staff, they are with us. Amen. And that's where a lot of the maturing and growing goes, if you like.
Myself, such as especially in my earlier years of being saved,
probably don't grow that much unless you're tested and challenged and put to the place where you have to seek the Lord and put your affections on Him. And anyway, so chapter 41 of Genesis, beginning in verse 51 and 52, "And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God," said he, "hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house." So God, as bad as the pain hurts through those trials and temptations and seasons of testing, where God is rooting out, plucking out, and destroying the things in us that don't belong, preparing us to be meat for the Master's use, He has a purpose for all this stuff. 2 Timothy 2:21, purging us of the things that don't belong so He can use us more mightily. And Jesus said when you're bearing fruit, you bear fruit, He's going to purge you so that you bring forth more fruit. And then there's the chastening of the Lord. And these things happen possibly in combination, if you will, and simultaneously during our seasons of testing. And so Joseph went through great testing, trials, and temptation, and if you'll recall, and here he is naming his first child Manasseh because God made him to forget all that pain. And you know, when we're in heaven with the Lord, which lies just ahead of us, all tears, all pain, all negative will be wiped away. There will be no more. Amen. Revelation 21:4, in the promised land of eternal glory with the Lord in the new Jerusalem. All right, verse 50 of Genesis 41, "And the name of the second," his second child, "Joseph, called he Ephraim," which means to be fruitful, "for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Right in the middle of his affliction was his most fruitful time, and then coming out of it, you'll recall that Joseph flourished greatly and had great favor of the Lord and among men there in his sufferings, the things he was falsely accused of. Maybe somebody out there has been falsely accused of something. That's painful. That's real painful. And somebody mischaracterized you. Somebody painted you into a dark corner. Some devious child of the devil. But Joseph suffered it all just horribly and publicly there in the king's palace because he was the right-hand man to the prime minister of Egypt and was accused of trying to rape his wife when all he was trying to do is get away from her. He was sold and thrown in a pit and sold into slavery before that by his own brother. And Jesus promised that our enemies would be they of our own household. Perhaps some of you are being persecuted by people of your own natural family. Well, I got good news for you. You've got a new family. You've been born again. You're a new creature in Christ. And your real family, your eternal family, are those that are also born again into the family of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, are made one body in Christ. Amen. Well, I hope this is encouraging to you. And perhaps it's realizing that God has a bigger purpose for us and for these trials, temptations, chastenings, purgings, and seasons like this. He wants to do more. He wants to bear more fruit through us. And it's a good thing that he's purging us. That means we will bearing fruit. That means we will abiding in him. Not everybody qualifies, so we ought to feel blessed. And remember that we can count it all joy when we fall into these different kinds of temptations, knowing this, knowing what? This right here, that the trying or the testing of our faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, you may be complete and mature, lacking in nothing, but be more readily used of God, more of a tool in the hands of God. I started quoting a verse that I'll finish with right here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. I love this verse because God's at work in his people. He says, if a man, he wants to prepare us, amen? If a man therefore purge himself from these, that is everything, anything that does not please the Lord, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified or set apart and meet or fit for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Amen. God bless you. And remember that all things do work together for the good to those that love God. Even the trials, even the things that have happened to us that just seem so evil, God orchestrates them for his glory. Amen. And you're good to be further and more greatly used
of God
while he puts down your enemies and raises you up in a place of serving a greater sphere of responsibility. God bless you, my friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.